Welcome back to another episode of Money Matters. I'm Pat Michaels, and today we've got an often underrated but actually super important topic for you. How do we budget our finances? With us today is Karen Lee, a certified financial advisor. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
Karen, why should young people learn about dealing with money?
We want our kids to be able to make their own financial decisions in the future. So we need to support them. And it's never too early to address this topic. Young people already are making financial decisions when they ask themselves, how do I use my birthday money or my pocket money? And I do believe they need to be able to make smart decisions. If they don't make smart decisions with their money from the start, it could stay with them forever.
So, what parts of finance are most essential for you?
For me, it all comes down to understanding the basics. How much money do I have at my disposal, and how much money do I need to and want to spend? Not only for teens, but for everyone.
You're aiming at the budget. Well, then let's talk about how to make a budget. Often people associate that only with huge companies and big numbers, but...
Right, I mean...
So what is a budget first?
Okay, basically, it is a spending plan that is based on your income and expenses. Usually, this is done on a monthly or yearly basis, and the earlier you know how to make one, the better. So, how much do I expect to earn, and how much do I expect to pay? It helps you to create financial stability. So, with a budget, you are basically telling your money what to do. You can hold on to your budget plan to keep on track, and it shows you your limits.
So, how can teens do that?
You need to think about where your money comes from, so what your income is. So, do you get a weekly or monthly allowance? Do you get money for your birthday? Do you have an internship in summer that you are paid for? And at the same time, think about money you need to spend, like your phone bill, etc.
And how can we stick to the budget?
That often is a real issue. For me, a problem is that we live in such a digital world. Money often is just a number on our screens. We don't see it, we don't feel it. And so we can easily lose our relationship to money. So what really helps is to track your spending each month. There are various apps out there that can help you with that. Others prefer to write it down in a calendar, or something that worked for some kids was to have envelopes for different categories like food, going out, or shopping. At the beginning of the month, they would put the amount of money in the envelopes that they would like to spend for that specific category. And if there's no money left for going out, then that was it for the month, and you had to try again to handle your money better next month.
And so really learn a financial lesson. Thank you so much for joining us, Karen.
It's been a pleasure.
Up next...